Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at WBEZ.org/events. Good afternoon, I'm Susie Ahn, and this is The Rundown. Illinois State Senator Laura Fine is running for U.S. Representative Jan Schakowsky's seat. Fine issued a statement saying she wants to build on Schakowsky's legacy and serve as a steadfast, progressive representative for Illinois' 9th Congressional District. Schakowsky announced yesterday that she will not seek re-election. She's represented Chicago's North Side and Northern Suburbs since 1998. In other political news, the race to replace U.S. Senator Dick Durbin gets larger this morning. As expected, U.S. Representative Robin Kelly has entered the race. The Chicago Democrat has represented Illinois' 2nd Congressional District, covering parts of Chicago's South Side, South Suburbs, and Eastern Illinois. Kelly says she's now running for the Senate because she's been an effective leader.
I won't be backing down from our president. And I'm a fighter, and all of that went into my decision. And I've had many people call me over the years to consider running, and I decided that I would do that.
Democratic Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton is also running in the Democratic primary. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Janulius says people should make sure they need a real ID before trying to get one. Starting tomorrow, travelers will need a real ID or passport to board a domestic flight. A visibly frustrated Janulius says false information about who needs a real ID is creating long lines.
We have been saying for months and over a year now that even after May 7th, you will still be able to get a real ID. The real ID deadline isn't really a deadline.
He says his office will issue real IDs for the foreseeable future. Chicago musician Chiona performs electronic pop and alt reggaeton in both English and Spanish. Her live shows borrow elements from drag and burlesque. So does her own personal style, which features many handmade looks. Chiona recently visited our studios for the latest installment of Vocalo's Getting Dressed series.
Hi, my name is Chiona, a.k.a. La Diva de Chicago, a.k.a. La Guapota, and this is Getting Dressed with Vocalo. If I could describe my style in a couple of words, I would say sparkly, diva, baddie. I started calling myself the dark pop diva because I simply didn't really know how else to describe my music at the time. And then it just stuck. It really started as me being in my music industry brain and saying, okay, if somebody comes across my profile, what do I want them to understand about me right off the bat? Making clothes came from a matter of necessity. Getting dressed and finding something to wear, it used to be the bane of my existence. It was a lot of panic attacks inside of the Ross dressing rooms. It was a lot of ripping off 20 different outfits and throwing myself on my bed and crying. But I think when I started healing myself and forgiving myself for being so hard on myself, I started to let myself have fun. My mom helps me with the ideas, the creation. We take clothes that already exist, either from the thrift or clothes that we've had rolling around in storage bins for a while. Essentially, we just upcycle it. A lot of the things that I wear on stage are ripped open quinceañera dresses. Sometimes they're fast fashion ensembles that we brought new life to.
Couldn't keep on fighting, baby. Something had to give. If I didn't know any better, I would have kept on holding on.
My debut album is called Gota. The word itself means a droplet. I wanted to set up the idea of how much can exist in a droplet of water, whether it be condensation from your water bottle on the table on a hot day or that grows on your forehead when somebody is getting intimate with you, or maybe the droplets of water that are coming off of a waterfall. I came up with this word to go with my album, Gota Verso, and it's the world that lives inside of your tears. If gota is referring to the droplet of water that forms when we cry, Gota Verso is the world of emotion that comes before that reaction. I like to call my shows a Chiona experience. I feel like I provide a new element to my performances that I don't see a lot, which is elements of burlesque, even some like lip syncing, draggy moments. I get a lot of inspiration from burlesque icons like Dita Von Teese. Drag, again, has like really inspired me since I started performing, because not only am I singing and dancing, but I'm also trying to bring a level of homage to showgirls in general.
Chicago alt reggaeton diva Chiona. This segment was reported and produced by Vocalo's Morgan Sioka. And for those who consider the annual Met Gala in New York the Super Bowl of fashion, last night's red carpet featured some local style icons and athletes, including the Chicago Sky's Angel Reese and Bears player Jonathan Owens. Looking at our weather for this afternoon, we've got sunny skies with temperatures around 71 degrees. Tonight, a low around 52. Tomorrow, temperatures drop a bit with a high around 61 degrees. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Susie Ahn. Thanks for listening.